Today's shir is Leila Nishmas Rav Yehuda Leib Rav Shmuel. Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf Lamed. We will begin on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara Itmar. Chal Liyos Ba'atav Tzava. If the Parsha Shkolim falls on the week when we are reading Parshas Atat Tzava. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Nafchus Rav Yitzchak, Nafchus says, what do we do? Korosh Shita. The Parshas Shavua is Parshas Tetzava. We call up six people to the Sefer Torah from Tetzava. And then we call up the seventh person, Kisisa Ad Vasisa Kayan Choshes, that he will get Parshas Shkolim. There's Machlokes Rishonim, exactly what is the case. Some say we're talking about when Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, and Chal Rosh Chodesh, and according to that, the Giras of the Gemara would be Chal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias Batav Tzavim. But the Tosfos Rid asks, if that's the Giras of the Gemara, then we shouldn't have, as we just learned, five people getting Aliyas and Atav Tzavah, six people getting Aliyas and Atav Tzavah. We should really only have five people getting Aliyas in Atav Tzavah, because we also have to have an Aliyah because it's Rosh Chodesh. And that's why most Rishonim are of the opinion that the case of our Gemara is actually where it's not Rosh Chodesh that week. Rosh Chodesh is not on Shabbos. It's just Shabbos where we are reading Atav Tzavah, and we also have Parsha Shkolim. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya. Abaya gives a different opinion. And Abaya says, Amri, Okmi Dahon Mekoymi Hosom. Abaya says, by following this approach, we have an issue. The issue we have by following this approach is that people are not going to recognize and understand that we're reading this Kriyas HaTorah because it's Parsha Shkolim. They're going to think that that's where the Parshas HaShavua ends this week. Elam Abaya. Therefore, Abaya says, Kar V'shita, we call six people to read in the Tefer Torah, Ata Tetzava Ad Vasisa, that we read into Parshas Kisisa as the Kriya of this week's Parshas HaShavua. And then we call up another person, Chad Tani V'kari, and then we call that person up again to read the Chesisa Ad Vasisa. We read it all over again. And the reason we read it over again is to show that it's being read not just because one would think it's the Parshas Shavua, but actually it's being read because it's Parshas Shkolim. And the Pnei Yeshua asks that from here it seems that the Mafter gets the last one gets the Aliyah of Parshas Shkolim. And we are going to learn that later in our shir that those that hold that the whole Sedra is, that the whole Sedra that week is Parshas Shkolim. So Pnei Yeshua clearly says that Abaya is of the opinion that only the last Aliyah is Parshas Shkolim, not that Parsha is away. Is Parshas Shkolim. Moreover, I saw that the Meiri points out that it's apparent that in those times Parsha Shkolim, even if Parsha Shkolim is just the last Aliyah, as we just explained, unlike Bizman Azeh, when we have any of the Dalet Parshas, we take out a separate Sefer Torah in which to read that Parsha. It's obvious, says the Meiri, that they use the same Sefer Torah for the Parshas HaShavua and Parshas Shkolim. Because if they used different Sefer Torah, the whole concern that we're learning in our Gemara is that they were concerned that you would end up with the same people not realizing that you're reading Parshas Shkolim. But if it's a different Sefer Torah, they would realize. Meisvei asked the Gemara on the opinion of Yitzchak Nafka. Here, says the Gemara, Chol Liyos Parshas Shmuchla. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is right next to Pash Ksisa, Bein Lefana Bein Lechrea, whether Rosh Chodesh is in Pash Tetzava, or whether Rosh Chodesh is in Pashas Vayakel, Koronosoi, we read Pashas Golem that week, Vekoflinosoi. And they understood that it means that we read the same Pashas Golem twice. So ask the Gemara, Bishlam al Abaya, according to what we just learned, that Abaya says that we read it twice, Nicha. That's exactly what the Bryce is suggesting. But ask the Gemara, Ella Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, that says we don't read it again. What does the Braisa mean when it says Koiflim, Kasha, Amlach Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, V'Abaya Minicha? You're saying that the Braisa is consistent with Abaya's Pshat. Tel Chafana, we could understand when Parshas Shkolim falls out on Parshas Tetzava. But ask the Gemara, Lachreo, if Parshas Shkolim falls out on Parshas V'Yakel, how can we say that there would be a concern? Parshas Kisisa comes before Parshas V'Yakel. So obviously, if they're going to read Parshas V'Yakel, and then they're going to read Parshas Kisisa for Parshas Shkolim, there's no room for concern. Elamai Islachameima, what must we say is Pshat in the Braisa? Koifle B'Shabosos. What a Braisa means is that in a year where Parshas Shkolim is either Parshas Tetzaveh or Parshas V'Yakel, it's going to turn out that we're going to, in that year, read Parshas Kisisa twice. Because on Parshas Tetzaveh, we're going to read Parshas Kisisa because it's Parshas Shkolim. And then next week, is the Parshas Ashur is Parshas Kisisa. Or in a year where Parshas Shkolim is on Parshas V'Yakel, so the week before we will have read Parshas Kisisa. And next week, we're going to read Parshas Kisisa again as because of Parshas Shkolim. That's what the Braisa means. And if that's what the Braisa means, there is no difficulty, says Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, even according to my understanding of what should be done. Says the Gemara, Chalius b'kisisa. But now the Gemara discusses what happens if Parshas Shkolim falls on the Parshas HaShavua is Parshas Kisisa. Kisisa Atzma. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Kar Shita. We call up six people, Mavasisa Avayakel. We don't start at the beginning of the parasha. We begin from the Sisa till the end of the parasha. And then the last person who gets Aliyah gets the beginning of the parasha of Kisisa Varasisa. Maskavla Abaya asks Abaya, is that really a good piece of advice? Hashta, if people see us reading the Torah in such a fashion, Amri, they're going to say, Lemafredukari, we're reading the Sefer Torah backwards. We didn't read the parasha of the week consecutively. Elam Abaya, Karashita, we call six people Adviyakel. We read the whole parasha of Shavua. And after we read the whole parasha of Shavua, we read over the Chatani Vikari, Mikisisa Vadasisa. We read over the beginning of the parasha to fulfill the requirement of Parshas Shkolim. It says the Gemara Tanya Kavosi Dabaya. There's a brisa that supports this approach. Chal Liyos B'Kisisa Atzma. The Parshas Shkolim falls out when the Parshas HaShavua is Parshas Kisisa. Koyna Yisoy, we read the entire Parshas Kisisa. And then Koyfla Yisoy, and then we repeat the beginning of the parasha to fulfill the requirement of Parshas Shkolim. Chal Liyos B'Techa Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, we learned in the Mishnah, Magdimim L'Shabbos Avra. Parshas Shkolim is the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Says the Gemara, Itma. Chal Itma Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchal Liyos B'Erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday, Rav Amar Magdimim, Rav says we read Parshas Shkolim the Shabbos before, as Parshas Shkolim is always the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. V'Shmuel Amar Ma'achrim, and Shmuel says that we read it Shabbos the day after Rosh Chodesh. Actually, it's interesting to point out that the Rishonim say that the question that we began our shir with when Rosh Chodesh, when Parshas Shkolim falls out on Parshas Tetzava, Parshas Kisisa, the Rishonim say that our calendar has already been set up that we can never have that shaila, that Parshas Shkolim should be on Parshas Tetzava, on Parshas Kisisa to have these questions. Rav Amar, So Rav says that if Rosh Chodesh Adar's on Friday, Magdimim. We read Pas Shkolim the Shabbos before. Dim Kain, because if we won't read it that much earlier, Batsurle Yom Shulchanos, as we explained on Daf Chav Tes. The reason why we start Pas, we always want to have at least 15 days before they start read, before they start setting up the Shulchanos, where they used to collect the Shkolim. And if we're going to wait till later, till the day after Rish Chodesh, then it won't be enough time. And as the Torah Evan explains, that even though we said we're following the opinion, we need 2 weeks, we still need two full weeks. And therefore, we read it earlier. So the Sifter Chum asks, why doesn't Rav say a different reason? Why doesn't Rav say the reason we read it, when we have a choice to read it the Shabbos before or the Shabbos after, we have the rule that we've said so often, Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs. So says the Sifter Chumim, you could only apply the concept of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs when the Zman of the Mitzvah already came. But if the Zman for the Mitzvah has not yet come, you can't apply Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs. Shmuel Amam Akram, Amlach Soif Soif, the 15th of Adar will be on Shabbos. The Shulchanos, and of course on Shabbos, they didn't set up the collection of the Machzor Shekel. So the Shulchanos loynafka atchad b'Shabbos. They won't be set up until Sunday. And therefore, from Shabbos till that Sunday is 2 weeks. And therefore, Hilchach Ma'akrim. And as I saw, the Ritva explains, even if the Chachamim will agree that they will only set up the Shulchanos on Sunday, and therefore there'll be 2 weeks from the Kriya Atira, but he says, still, if it's possible to read it a little earlier and get the people focused that they have to bring prepare the Machzor Shekel, the Chachamim hold that that's preferable. Ask the Gemara on Shmuel, and we learned in our Mishnah, Chal is Petecha Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh is the middle of the week, Magdim L'Shavar, we read Pas Shkolim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, Umafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres, the next week we won't have any of the Kriya of the Dal Parashias, my laugh, and doesn't the Mishnah mean, ask the Gemara, that I feel about Erev Shabbos, that even if Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday, we still read Parashas Shkolim the Shabbos before, not like what Shmuel said. Says the Gemara, Loi, that's not the way Shmuel understands the Mishnah. Shmuel is going to explain that our Mishnah is speaking about a case, B'toich HaShavua Dafka, only when Rosh Chodesh was a middle of the week. But if the Rosh Chodesh is not a middle of the week, the Shmuel is saying that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday, that's not called B'toich HaShavua. And since it's not called B'toich HaShavua, we don't read Parashas Shkolim until the Shabbos after. So the Gemara asks another question on the opinion of Shmuel. Toshma, Ezi Shabbos Rishayna, what is the first of the Dalai Parashas? Kol Shechal Rios Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias B'toichai. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls that week, Afilu B'Erev Shabbos. My love, doesn't this price mean to say, by saying Afilu B'Erev Shabbos, that doesn't make a difference if Rosh Chodesh is Friday or if Rosh Chodesh is during the week. Ma b'toichai magdimim. Certainly everybody agrees that if Rosh Chodesh falls during the week, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during the week, we read it the Shabbos before, F Erev Shabbos magdimim, we read Parashas Shkolim the Shabbos before, even when Rosh Chodesh is on Friday. Am Shmuel, says Shmuel, when it says Boy means when it fell on Shabbos. And the Braisa means that if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, that Shabbos is Parashas Shkolim. Says the Gemara, V'chein Tana de Beis Shmuel, and that's the way in the yeshiva Shmuel they understood this Braisa. Ba doesn't mean that it's talking about a case where it fell during the week. Ba means when it fell on Shabbos, and the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is also Parashas Shkolim. Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, this machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, which we are discussing, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Friday, when is Parashas Shkolim? Says the Gemara is actually a machloikis tanoim. The Braisa says, Mesargin l'shabosos, between the Parsha Shkolim and the Parsha Zohar, we skip a Parsha Shabbos where there is no special Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rav Shimon Elazar Amar, Eima Sargim. Says Rav Shimon Elazar, Amar Rav Shimon Elazar, Eima Sargim, when do I say Eima Sargim? Bezman Shlius Be'er of Shabbos. That if Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday, if we're going to delay reading Parsha Shkolim till the day after Rosh Chodesh, there's still going to be a week in between. Av Bezman Shechal Lius B'Toycha Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls during the week, Magdim B'Koyer B'Shabbos Shahar B'Api Shavat. We read the Shabbos before, even though we're reading Parsha Shkolim when it's still Shvat. So now, it turns out that this is the Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanakama holds that if Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, we still read Parsha Shkolim the Shabbos before. And Rav Shimon Elazar holds that if it falls on a Friday, then we read it the Shabbos after. But as the Rishonim point out, even though we're having a discussion that if Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Zohar, if there's a hefsek in between, when is there a hefsek, how much of a hefsek there is, but between Parshas Parah and Parshas HaChodesh, there's never a hefsek. They always read one Shabbos after the other. And I saw a nice simon to remember that between the first cup and the second cup of the Dalai Kaisis, you're allowed to drink. But between the third Kais and the fourth Kais, which is representative of the third Parsha and the fourth Parsha, you're not allowed to drink in between. Shnia, the second of the four special Parshias, is Parsha Zohar. Itmar, Purim Shechalias Be'er Shabbos. If Purim fell on Friday, Rav Amar Magdim and Parsha Zohar, we read Parsha Zohar the Shabbos before Purim. V'Shmuel Amar Me'achrim, we read it the Shabbos, the day after Purim. Rav Amar Magdim, Rav says we read Parsha Zohar the Shabbos before Purim. Ke'echem Deloy Tigdom, a seal of Zechira. Purim represents the actual carrying out Mechias Amalek. Haman, who was the descendant of Amalek, was killed that day. So we always want to first speak about Zohar Shasluch Amalek, Parshas Zohar, and then afterwards we have Purim where we carry it out. B'Shmuel HaMamachrim, says the Gemara Amalach, Kivin D'Ikum Mekafim D'Avdi B'Chameisa, since the people who live in cities that have a wall, in such cities, Purim will be on Shabbos. Since Purim is going to be in Shabbos, so in such a situation, we don't want that the Zechira should be after the Asiya, but explains the Noida Behuda. As long as they don't come, as long as it doesn't come after, even if it comes simultaneously, then it's fine. And I saw that the Emek Shav explains why the Rav say we always want the Zechira to come before the Nesiyah, because the Zechira represents the Neshama, and the Asiyah represents the body. Whenever it comes to do a mitzvah, we first have to prepare ourselves with our Neshama to be able to do the mitzvah, and after we properly prepare ourselves to do the mitzvah, then we could do the mitzvah. But Shmuel says it could come at the same time. But this is a very interesting, the Gemara here is a very interesting discussion. The question here is, when Purim in the Mukafim, in the cities that have walls, falls on Shabbos, as we're going to learn, the Purim, our Purim, your Dalad, can never be on a Shabbos. But Tezvav can be on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Shmuel says, the Zechira and the Asiyah come together. From here we see, says the Maralbach, that we read the Megillah in such a year, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos because we're concerned Shema Yavrena, Dala Amos Brishus Rabbim, but the Suda is made on Shabbos. And therefore, the Gemara that says Zechira and Asiyah come at the same time is understandable, which is contrary to the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says that in such a year, when Purim is on Shabbos, Kriyas Megillah is on Friday, and the Asuda is on Sunday. So the Tashbat says, is that a proof that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi? Tashbat says, even if we'll say that the Suda, as the Yerushalmi says, should be pushed off to Sunday, still, Shabbos is a special day. That Shabbos, which is Tezvav Adar, in a city with a wall, some suggest that we say Al Anisim and the Tefilas that Shabbos. Certainly, you're not allowed to fast that Shabbos, and therefore, the Halacha, as the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Suda is indeed only done on Sunday, but it's not a contradiction to what we learned in our Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Tanan. The Gemara asks a question from Shmuel. B'shnia Zohar, that with the second Shabbos is Parsha Zohar. And from here, says the Gemara, V'kamikla Reish Yarcha B'Shabbos, if Reish Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Mikli Purim B'Erev Shabbos. Purim will be on Friday. And yet, V'ktani Zohar, the Shnia Zohar, we read Parsha Zohar, the Shabbos before. And so we see clearly from here that we read it the Shabbos before, even when it falls on Friday. Amar Rapapa says, Rapapa, that's not the way to understand the Mishnah. Rather, the way to understand when the Mishnah says the Mishnah is Shnei Lav Soka. It means the second of the Dala Parshias is Parsha Zohar. But it could well be that it's not read the consecutive Shabbos. Toshma. So Gemara asks another question. It says in the Brisa, Eizu Shabbos Shnia, which is the parasha, second parasha that we read, Parsha Zohar? Kol Shechah Purim Lias B'Toychai, when Purim falls during that week, Filu B'Erev Shabbos, even when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. My love, doesn't the Brisa mean to say, suggest the Gemara, that Erev Shabbos is Dumi B'Toychai? Whether Purim falls on Friday, or whether Purim falls during the week, Ma B'Toychai, just like if Purim falls during the week, Magdimim, we read Parsha Zohar, the Shabbos before, Af Erev Shabbos, so too, and Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, Magdimim, we read Parsha Zohar, the Shabbos before. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, the way to understand the Brisa is Bo. The Brisa is not referring to when it fell during the week. The Brisa says, what is the second Shabbos? That if Purim fell on Shabbos before, then we on Shabbos itself, we read Parsha Zohar on that day. And even a Purim fell on Friday, since for the cities with a wall, Shabbos is Purim, we read Parsha Zohar that day. The Cain, Tanah Beis Shmuel, and that's the way they explain it in the Beis Shmuel as well, Bo. As I said, in our calendar, Purim, Yodalar Adar, can never fall on Shabbos. Because if that's going to be the case, that means Rosh Chodesh Adar was on Sunday, and Rosh Chodesh Nissan will be on Monday. Because Adar, as we learned in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, is always a month with only 29 days. And if Rosh Chodesh Nissan is going to be on Monday, Pesach will be on Monday. And Pesach, Loi Bedu Pesach. We have a rule that Pesach is never on a Monday, the first day of Pesach is never on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Others, however, say that even when Adar could have been Malay, they always manipulated that it should not fall that way. Chal Lias B'Shabbos Atma. So says the Gemara, if Purim falls on Shabbos itself, as I just said, our calendar doesn't happen. Another reason I saw that the Rishonim suggest that our calendar is set up that Purim should never be on a Shabbos, then we'll have Yom Kippur will fall that year on a Friday or on a Sunday. And as we learned, we don't want Yom Kippur ever to be on a Friday or on a Sunday. Another explanation why Purim should never be on a Wednesday is because if Purim falls on a Wednesday, Hashanah Rabbah will be on Shabbos. And also, as we discussed in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, they manipulated the calendar that it should never fall, that Hashanah Rabbah should never be on a Shabbos. Chal Lias B'Shabbos Atzma, Amar Rav Huna L'Divrei HaKol, Ein Magdimim, if your Dalar Adar falls on Shabbos, we don't read Parsha Zohar the Shabbos before. Rav Nachman Amar, even in such a circumstance, Machloikas, if we read Parsha Zohar on that day or the Shabbos before. It says the Gemara Itma Nami Amrav Chibar Abba Amrav Abba Amrav Purim Shchalis B'Shabbos. If Purim falls on Shabbos, Magdim V'Kair B'Shabbos Shavre Zocher, we read Parsha Zocher the Shabbos before. And again, the Noida Behuda explains what is the Machloikus. We learned before that the Schira has to come before the Asiya, and the question that they're debating is if what happens if they come simultaneously. B'Shlishis, the third of the Dala Parshias, is the Parsha Paraduma. Tana Baran, Ezi Shabbos Shlishis, which is the third Shabbos that we read Parshas Parah, Ko Shesbuchim Purim Achareah, the Shabbos after Purim. Itmar, Rav Chama Berebi Chanina Omar, Shabbos Esmuchel Rish Chodesh Nissan, the Shabbos before Rish Chodesh Nissan. Says the Rav Eloi Pligi, actually, there's no machloikas here, says the Gemara. Hod the ikli Rish Chodesh Nissan b'Shabbos. If Rish Chodesh Nissan falls on Shabbos, and therefore we read Pashas Chodesh on that Shabbos, we read Pashas Paro the Shabbos before, as we said earlier, Pashas Paro and Pashas HaChodesh are always one Shabbos after the other, and Pashas Paro in such a year will not be the Shabbos immediately after Purim. Hod the ikla b'emtzei Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Nissan falls out during the week, so the Shabbos before that will be Pashas HaChodesh, and the Shabbos before that, which will be the Shabbos immediately after Purim, will be Pashas Paro. Revius, the fourth of the Dal Parshias, is HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Tana Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalis B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Kairin Kisisa, we read Pashas Kisisa as we began our shir today for Pashas Shkolim, U'maftirin B'Yoyoda, and we read the Aftar of Yoyoda, Vezis Shabbos Rishoyna, what is considered that Shabbos? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Ir Liz V'Toychai, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls that week, V'Filu B'Erev Shabbos, and we spoke beginning of the shir, what does that mean, what's the halacha, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if Purim falls on Friday. Shnia, the second of the Dala Parshias, is Parsha Zachar, Maftirin Pekarati. And we, the Haftar is Pekarati and Shmuel. Vezis Shabbos Shnia, what is the Shabbos Shnia? Kol Shechal Purim Lias B'Toychai, if Purim is going to be during that week, V'Filu B'Erev Shabbos, even if Purim is on Friday. B'Shlishis is Paraduma, U'Prak, U'Maftirim, the Haftar is V'Zarakti Lechem Mayim Tahirim. V'Ezi Shabbos Shlishis, what is that? Kol Shesmuch L'Purim Achareah, as we just discussed. Revius, the fourth of the Dal Parshias, is HaChodesh Hazeh, U'Maftirim, Koy Omer Hashem Elokim, Berishon Becher L'Chodesh. Vezu Shabbos Revius, what is Parshas HaChodesh? Kol Shechal Rish Chodesh Nissan Lias B'Toychai, if Rish Chodesh Nissan will fall that week, V'Filu B'Erev Shabbos, even if Rish Chodesh is on Erev Shabbos, then Parshas HaChodesh is the Shabbos before. Says the, we learned further in the Mishnah, B'Chamishis Chayzen L'Chesidrin, the fifth Shabbos, we go back to our order. Ask the Gemara, say the Mai, what does that mean? So says the Gemara, Rav Ami Amar, Rav Lesei the Parshas Hu Chayzer, that on the weeks of the Dala Parshas, we don't read the Parshas of Shavuah. On those weeks, we only read the Parshas of that week, Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Zocher. And as the Tori Evan points out, some of those Parshas don't have enough Psukim for seven Aliyahs. He says, the Tori Evan, we're going to read over the Psukim, that we should have enough Psukim for seven Aliyahs. But according to Rav Ami, we don't read a Parshas of Shavuot that week, we only read the special Parshas of that week. And Rav Yirmiyah Yomer, let's say the Haftar of Sukhaizah. Rav Yirmiyah says that the Parshas, these Dal Parshas, we don't lose reading the Parshas of Shavuot. We only read the Parshas, that special Parsha, we read for the Haftarah. And therefore, we don't skip that. And I saw the Sefer Merame Sadr explains that the Machloikis of Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Ami is based on who was the one that was Masakin that established that we should read the Parshas Shavuah. If we learned that it was Moshe Rabbeinu, so a Takana, the that Moshe Rabbeinu established that we should read the Parsha Shavua is never stopped. Whereas if we say it was Ezra that established it, says Rav Ami, it could be skipped. It could be skipped under the circumstances that we're learning. So here we're reading that these Dalei Parshiyos, we read a special Haftorah, and as our Gemara says, the Chamishis, then we go back to our regular order. But even though there is no special Kriyas HaTorah, the Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach, there are many Minhagim that read the Haftorah, a special Haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol, and the question is, what do we do? Some say that whenever Shabbos HaGadol is, we read the Haftorah of Arvel Hashem Michas Yehuda. Some others say that only when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos do we read the Arva. Some learn just the opposite, that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we don't read the Arva, but when Shabbos HaGadol is not Erev Pesach, we read the Arva. Some say it depends if it's Ibiyar or not. If it's Ibiyar, we'd read the Arva, and other years, we don't read the Arva. Amar Abaya says Abaya Kavosi de Rav Ami Mistabra. Rav Ami's Pshat is more sensible. The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, L'chol Mafsikin, for all situations are we Mafsik, L'Rosh Chodesh, L'Rosh Chodoshim, L'chanak L'Purim, L'tanis L'mamodos, L'yom Kippurim. Bishrama, let's say the Parashas Chayzer, according to the Mandama that during the Dal Parashas, the weeks of the Dal Parashas, we don't read the Parashas Shavua. Hainu, that's what the Mishnah says, L'chol Mafsikim, Dika Parash B'chol, during the week on Monday and Thursday, we're going to read the Parshas Shavua, and Shabbos not. Eleman Damlo Seder, Haftorah Suchayzer, says the Gemara, Haftorah B'chol Me'ikah. We don't read Haftorah during the week. Vidach. And the other one says, even though the Mishnah grouped all these cases together, that doesn't mean that they all have the exact same rule. Hakadisa v'Hakadisa. During the week, where we read without Haftorah, so then if one of these days fall during the week, we will not read the Kriya that we're supposed to read during the week, we'll read the Kriya of that day. In Shabbos, where there's a Haftorah, so there's no reason on Shabbos, when there's a Haftorah, to read exclude the Parashas HaShavua, we'll read the Parashas HaShavua, and what we'll do is, we will read on top of that, by the Haftorah, whatever we're supposed to read. Ask the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, wherever we can read the Parsha Shavua and not lose that Parsha Shavua, that's what should we do. Ask the Gemara with Tanius, when Tanis falls on Monday or on Thursday, Lamali Avsaka, why should we not read the Parshas Shavua? Lamali Avsaka, why should we not read the Parshas Shavua? Likri Mitzafra Minyana Deyoyma, why don't we, in the morning, Monday or Thursday, read the Parshas Shavua? B'mincha, and by Mincha, we should read, B'taneisa, we should read about Ve'yichal. Answers the Gemara, Mesayle Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Mitzafra Kenufya, in the morning of the Tainus Tzibur, they would be the entire city would gather together and look at what needs to be done better, where they could do tshuva. So they didn't have time to read Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. And since they didn't have time for Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, they had to do it only in the afternoon. They only could do it in the afternoon, and that's what the Mishnah means. Says the Gemara. Hechev Dinan. Exactly what did they do? Amar Abaya, but Tzafel Apalg the Yoima, from the morning until Chatzois, Maininin Mila Damasa, they examine that what they need to do better. Mepalg the Yoima, Lepanya, from Chatzois until the evening, River the Yoima Kari Maftari, a quarter of the day they would read from the Sefer Torah and say Maftar, River the Yoima, and the last quarter of the day, by Rachman, they would daven. Shnamav Yikar b'Sefer Torah Hashem Elokeichem Revius Hayom. A quarter of the day they would read Sefer Torah of Revius, and the last quarter of the day Mesvadim Mestachvim. Ask the Gemara of Epechano. Maybe we should reverse the order, and they should first daven and learn, and the second half of the day, they should examine what they need to do better. Says the Gemara, Lo'isakadatach. It doesn't make sense to say that that's what they would do. The Ksiv, Ve'ele Yasfu Kol Chored B'dver Elokei Yisrael, Al HaGoyla, Vani Yoshe Mishoimim Al Minchas Omer. That anybody who was careful and wanted to examine what they did, they sat and reviewed their actions. And Ezra says, I sat there quietly, and says the pasuk, "Ubemichas ha'erev, only at the night, kamti metanesi, ubekari bigdi me'iliv eskra, ubekari v'refres kapi al Hashem l'kai." So the pasuk clearly indicates that first they examine themselves, and only after they examine themselves did they start to learn from the Sefer Torah and daven. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that we read v'chal on Monday, on any day of the week that the fast day falls, not only if it falls on Monday and Thursday, and every day of the week we read Vayichal by the fast day. Ramah says that this halacha that we read from where we read Vayichal, says the Ramah, is only when it's a setup, when it's established fast day, like we have our established fast days. But in years where there is no established fast day, says the on a fast day that was established, they accept upon themselves to fast, but it's not an established fast day, we don't read from the Torah on such a year on Monday, or on such a on, from the read from the Torah or Monday, Thursday, we'll only read the Parashat Shavua.